Put the hip shit on the shelf, cause the way the real wealth is being real with self. My eyes done seen the glory of the coming of the left. I can't do it by myself, so I'm asking for help. It's time to switch it up, put the hip shit on the shelf, cause the way the real wealth is being real with self. My eyes done seen the glory of the coming of the left. I can't do it by myself, so I'm asking for help.
Money, money, money.
That's all he talks about. There's nothing wrong with being wealthy. Like Kanye West says, having money is not everything, not having it is. No, Deuteronomy 8:18 says God gives us the ability to create wealth.
Money is the root of all.
No, it's the love of money that's the root of all. Yes, I do think about other things in
money.
I'm just trying to leave a legacy for my money's family. Not everything, but when you got it, you can do some cool stuff. And now, your host for Talking Money in the Morning, financial health mentor to the working class, Mr. Abe Fortes. My bad, guys. I'm running my mouth, and I forgot to turn on my microphone. So, good morning, Black people, and welcome to Talking Money in the Morning Live with your main man, H. Cortez, the one and only financial health mentor to the Black community. Sorry about that snafu on my part that I didn't turn my microphone on, but here we go nonetheless. Do me a huge favor. Go ahead and type in the chat where you're from. Also, let me know the name of your business and brand so we can give you a free business shout-out. And if you have not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit the subscribe button and share. Today's show is brought to you by the Black Wealth Movement. Text Black Wealth Movement to 314-874-6887. If you want to learn more about how we can help you minimize your taxes, eliminate your debt, free up the money you need to start investing, and help you with some investment terminology, also some perspective so that you can sit down with some professionals and get your generational wealth game plan in place. So thank you for that, Monica. Future Leaders LLC in the building. I forgot to turn my microphone on. So we're just going to go on and proceed. For those of you who have never seen the show before, I'd like to let you know exactly who this show is for. This show is for risers and grinders only. You got to be ready to get up, get out, and get something if you want to build wealth in this economy. And if that's you, this is your show. Maybe you have the discipline to build wealth. Maybe you have the desire to build wealth. Maybe you just lack a game plan. Maybe you need some coaching, some mentorship. Maybe you need to be involved or connected to a community of people who are doing what you're talking about doing. So you have some people to lean on, some people to talk to, some people to coach with, some people to run with, encourage, lift you up, and help support you along the way. If that's you, this is your show. On the other hand, who is the show not for? The show is not for that eternal pessimist. It's not for the bump on the log. It's not for that person who has a problem for every solution. It's not for the person who thinks money is evil, capitalism is a dirty word, who thinks that wealthy people are jerks or snobs. If that's you, we politely ask you to exit the stream stage left, right? We just don't have a whole lot of tolerance for negative people, man. And like I tell you each and every morning, I don't have a problem with you not wanting to be wealthy. That's your prerogative. Maybe you've already made it to where you've been trying to get to and you're cool and comfortable where you are. I only have a problem with you when you have a problem with me wanting to be wealthy, right? I don't know why my aspirations rub you the wrong way. Could it be that my aspirations shine a light on your lack of ambition? I don't know. But that's neither here nor there. So do me a favor, share the show, and let's interact. Give me, be prepared with your questions for today, because this is, Fridays are all about you, man. It's free business coaching Fridays, right? So I want you to let me know where you're struggling with in business and branding, with your money, with your finances, with your taxes, whatever you think I can help you with. Don't be afraid to ask those questions. And if I don't have an answer, maybe I have to go do some research, and we might dedicate a whole show to bringing you the answers that we need for you this morning. So the way Free Game Fridays or Free Business Coaching Fridays work is you ask your questions and I give you my best answer. If you don't have questions, we just recap this week's shows. And we had a phenomenal, phenomenal week of shows this week. And we wrapped up our series on the 12 principles for fulfilling your personal vision. And man, when I tell you, that series blessed my spirit. Literally. Doing the research, delivering the content, and then going back to listen to a couple of the episodes, man, it just really blessed my spirit. And I thank you guys for allowing me to do that, because it was amazing, man. We're right at the beginning of 2018, and what better way to kick it out in the first week than to talk about the power of vision? Where do you see yourself at the end of 2018? Where do you see yourself in the next 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 25 years? You have to have vision. The Bible says our people perish for two main reasons: lack of knowledge and lack of vision. Well, guess what? When you don't have the knowledge of the principles of vision, then it's hard to establish a clear vision. And you need a clear vision to direct and guide you. In fact, that is the first principle. So go ahead and type your questions in the chat, and let's get this thing rocking and rolling. Always remember that if you're not shouting your brand out, who is, right? You think McDonald's has a problem with saying their brand and running the same commercial over and over and over 30,000 times a day? Absolutely not. Matter of fact, they want to run it so much till you get tired of it. That's how they know that their marketing is effective. If they run it and you see the commercial for the first time, that's a problem for them, because it's not going to stick. You're not going to remember it. So I have to be in front of my audience all the friggin' time, and I'm not afraid to do that, right? I try to be everywhere at all times. Matter of fact, this show is streaming on YouTube. It's streaming inside of my my fan page. It's been posted on my Facebook profile as well as my Facebook fan page. It's going to later be on iTunes and Stitcher. I'm going to set up my SoundCloud account today, so then it will syndicate to iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud, and probably Google Music as well. So you got to really try to figure out how you can be in multiple places at one time. If you're building a brand, that's how you create brand recognition. When people turn on their internet, and when they turn on go to iTunes and these different places, I want them to, every time they type in the word money, finance, help, I want to pop up in their search criteria. So you have to learn how to cover multiple platforms at the same time. And I would be streaming live on Facebook if Facebook didn't have me in jail. You just got to figure that kind of stuff out. So if you don't have any questions, then we'll recap. Yesterday's show was the finale of our 12, I mean, our five-part series on the 12 principles of vision. And those three principles that we covered yesterday were starting with number 12 is understanding the importance of staying connected to the source. Says, did you get my question? It keeps disappearing. No, I didn't get your question, Monica. Not sure why it's disappearing, but if you type it, I got this one, but the one that disappeared, retype it for me. Yeah, I'm not sure why I didn't get it. Yeah, it disappeared for me too. If it disappeared on you, it disappeared for me too. But this one came through, so maybe whatever little bug was causing that to not show up is fixed. One of the principles, principle number 12, is staying connected to the source. Guys, we learned throughout this series that the vision comes from God. The plan is up to us, and we have to start executing, taking the steps towards executing the plan so that God can then guide our steps. Should I get at that? The plan, the vision comes from God. We're responsible for the plan and the execution. Now, God is going to guide our steps once we begin to stepping. So many times we or get the vision and we're just waiting for God to do his thing. And God is saying, I can't steer a parked car. Well, he can because he's God. He can do anything. But that's not how he operates. You start taking a step that shows God that you have faith in the vision. And then he will guide your steps. In other words, you have to pick your foot up and you have to start the motion of stepping. And then he will make sure that that step lands in the right place. Right? It says, when using Wix or Weebly, how do you get the email with at your company name for .com? Okay, that is great, great, great question. So, and I love that you're asking that question because that means to me you're taking your brand serious and you don't want to put a Gmail email address out there. So that is actually done in your domain host, Monica. So wherever you bought your domain from, if you bought it from GoDaddy or Namecheap or wherever, inside your domain host, they should. I know GoDaddy does this. I get all my domains from GoDaddy. I mean, because of their branding, right? They well branded. So I get all of my domains from GoDaddy. So inside GoDaddy, they allow you to do something called email forwarding. So what that means is I can forward my emails or I can take that domain. So for instance, financialhealthmentor.com is a domain that I own on GoDaddy. I go into GoDaddy and I go into their email forwarding. Inside their email forwarding, it will say, where do you want the emails to be forwarded to at financialhealthmentor.com? Then I say, hey, I want them to go to financialhealthmentor@gmail.com. And they say, cool. And then all I have to do is put in the name or the word that I want. So, for instance, my email address is hcortez@financialhealthmentor.com. But really, that's just a forwarding mechanism done by my domain's host. So it looks really good on my business card. It looks really good when I'm posting on social media and things of that nature. But then it redirects to my Gmail account. So all domain hosting should have something like that available for you. If not, get with a domain host that offers free email forwarding. But it makes it a better, more professional look when you have that email forwarding set up and everything is rolling like it's supposed to, right? Does that make sense? So it's done with your email forwarding. So, and then you do the same thing with your domain name. You forward that domain name over to, your Weebly website or your Wix website. Man, that tea is amazing, right? And she sent me four different types Yesterday I had this one, which is lemon spearmint. Man, Bazelle, it's amazing. Yeah, you gotta go to blackmamabrands.com and you can order some of that. And then she also, I don't have it on my desk, but she also sent me three different flavors of the agave nectar. Man, man. So I had the Black Mama's tea sweetened with the Black Mama agave. Man, it's delicious. It's delicious. Really, really on point. Really on point. So, okay, Monica said that was good. So yeah, keep your questions coming, guys. If you have not already, typed in the chat where you're from, and the name of your brand, do that. Let us help you build your brand, or maybe even come up with a brand to begin with, because I will tell you this, if you're not building a brand and you have a business, you're not building a sustainable business. It's the brand that sustains the business, y'all. See, products will come and go. Services will come and go. You can switch things up. I use the example of Hardee's. There was a time Hardee's, you can go to Hardee's and order you an 8-piece chicken meal with biscuits. Hardee's no longer sells chickens. Chicken, right? But the brand Hardee is still there. See, the products change, right? One week you got the McRib at McDonald's, and then next week it's gone. But the McDonald's brand is what is sustained. That's what sustains the business. Says I am will be investing when I get my ghetto savings from the IRS in February. Right? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things. But do me a favor though, continue to share out that show that I did with her, or continue to share the WeFunder link. WeFunder.com/Black Mama Tea Cafe. Right? WeFunder.com/Black Mama Tea Cafe. Just keep sharing that, man. I think she's nearly at 100 grand. And income raised so far, and revenue raised so far. So I know we had a huge part in raising a good 12, 15,000 of that, and we're continuing to pump out the brand, because I not only do I want to invest, I want to own me a couple of those franchises too. So that's what I'm trying to get my money right for, because I'm gonna own me a couple of those franchises. Hey, if you're just jumping on, go ahead and type in the chat the name of your brand. It's free business coaching Friday. So the name of your a list of questions that you need help with in branding and marketing. In a minute, we're gonna do a case study of my good friend Evan Jefferson and how he did. It says, how do you add affiliate sites to your site? Can I do a tab just for affiliates? Does it make sense to do that? Okay, so adding affiliate sites, and I apologize, Monica, that I haven't figured out with this new platform how to do screen share and make it work together. So eventually I will be able to do a screen share on Business Coaching Fridays like this, and I can show you that stuff. But you're in Monetize My Life Academy, so I can do some training in there. Ask the same question in Monetize My Life Academy group, Monica, and then I will do a video response in that group too. So do that for me. But the way it works is any image you put on your page, you can link that image to wherever you want it to go. So for instance, if you go to tv.financialhealthmentor.com, you'll see the replays of our shows. You click on Talking Money in the morning, you'll see our show, right? So you'll see yesterday's show up there. You'll see a picture of Dr. Monroe's book, The Principles and Power of Vision. You'll see that picture. I then linked that picture to an affiliate account that I have with a bookstore, where if you click on that picture, it takes you there and you can then buy that book, right? So pictures can be linked to your affiliate account, an account, right? Then you can also link words. You'll see that I have Dr. Monroe's name and the title of the book in text. But that text is also linked to that same affiliate account where you can go and buy the book, right? So you can link images and you can link specific words to your affiliate products, programs, and accounts to make money based on somebody clicking on a word or somebody clicking on an image. But yeah, it absolutely. And then if you wanted to create a store page, like I'm in the process of creating support.financialhealthmentor.com because I know a lot of you guys want to support the show monetarily. And I'm not the guy who just asks for donations. What I will do is promote a product or service. So when you go to support.financialhealthmentor.com, or maybe it'd be shop.financialhealthmentor.com, you will see all of the products that I have for sale with the show. You will see my books for sale. You will see my t-shirts for sale. You will see different books that I support. Or for instance, if you went to books.financialhealthmentor.com, you will see my book list. Right? All the different books that you can order that I recommend, that I do studies on for the show and all that kind of stuff. You'll be able to buy the intro music to the show, that intro song. So you can create an entire page full of products and people. You can send people to that page and say, hey, here's how you support Future Leaders LLC. Buy some of these products and the proceeds will be donated to Future Leaders LLC. Right? That makes sense. So that's how you can do that and link all of your products to your business. And that's how people can support you. Good morning, Lakeisha. Give us the name of your brand, Lakeisha. Give us the name of your brand and tell us a little bit about your business. If you have questions, let us know. I want to help you build your brand, as stated before. Let's get right into our case study, man. So instead of doing a quote of the day, we're actually going to do a little bit of a case study. And let's talk specifically about the importance of building your brand and how that can set you up from a direct-to-consumer type business, right? So this is my man, Evan Jefferson, the Black Billionaires Club. 750 copies sold internationally, self-published and self-distributed. 750 copies sold internationally, self-published and self-distributed. Guys, I want you to put in the comments, the money is in distribution. The money is in distribution. It's in ownership too, but sometimes when you don't own a product, you just make the money from distributing. So the money is in ownership and distribution. The reason that our young hip hop stars are not making the money that they could is because they don't own their products and they don't own distribution. The reason our young R&B artists and pop sensations like TLC, New Edition, can have millions and millions and millions of records sold and not be multi-millionaires is because they don't own their masters and they don't own distribution. Take a lesson from my man, Evan Jefferson. The Black Billionaires Club book has sold 750 copies internationally. He published it himself and he distributed himself. I don't know if you want to do the math, but 750 times 20 bucks is 15K. He made $15,000 on publishing his own book and distributing it himself. Now, say for instance, it cost him $1,000 to put it together. Say it cost him $2,000 to put it together. Say it cost him another $1,000 to have it edited, which it probably didn't, right? But just say it did. He's still $12,000 to the good profit because he created it, he owns it, and he distributes it himself. You can't go buy this book on Amazon. You know why? Because if he distributes through Amazon, Amazon will get the lion's share of the profit, and they should get something because they have a big platform. They're exposing it to millions and millions of people all around the world and all that good stuff, right? But 750 copies sold times $20, that's $15,000, y'all. We've got to understand the power. So if you want to grab the book, go to theblackbillionairesclub.com. The book also comes with a free cryptocurrency class. So if you try to figure out how to Bitcoin and how all of that stuff works, you can buy the book and get your cryptocurrency game on point at the same time. So that's my man, Evan Jefferson, The Black Billionaires Club. So let's continue to talk about that, because I really want you to get the power of building a brand. See, Evan Jefferson is a certified financial educator. He is on Facebook and YouTube all the time, building and building and building his brand. And now, because he has a tribe, he has a customer base to sell his products to. And he doesn't need a middleman. He uses a free platform like Facebook to stay in front of his audience. Then he promotes his book by giving value for free. And then ultimately, people will come and pay for his products and services that he puts out, because he's given so much value. So he's built his tribe to the tune of being able to sell 750 copies and climbing of his book to make $15,000 and to generate $15,000 in revenue. All of it may not be profit. Of course, it cost him something to get this cover done, cost him something to have the book edited, but the book is still selling, and he owns distribution. He owns the book. He's going straight to consumer. There's no middleman involved. You guys get that? Right? I mean, it's powerful. So when I tell you, if you're not spending time in front of your audience every day, if you're not building a brand, you're not building a sustainable business, right? All of these shows that I do, we are, believe it or not, this is show number 332. 332 episodes of Talking Money in the Morning Live. I'm building a tribe. I'm building a brand. I'm building a community around financial education and economic empowerment for the Black community. And most of you guys have my book, right? Most of you guys are in the Black Wealth Movement or in Monetize My Life Academy because I've served you value, and you said, you know what? I'm going to support this brother who gives us value every day, and I'm going to join his academy. I'm going to buy his book. I'm going to join his wealth building platform, or whatever the case is. If you are not building your brand daily, you're not building a sustainable business. So again, you want to grab a copy of this book, go to www.theblackbillionairesclub.com, and you get the book and a free cryptocurrency class, because you're talking about somebody in Evan Jefferson who took $100 and turned it into $15K, not for this book. He did that also in cryptocurrency. He started with $100 7 months ago and is now approaching 25 grand in his crypto portfolio. So, yeah, you got to focus on building your brand. Because a lot of people are trying to figure out how to sell more and more to different customers all the time. Trevor Ott, another mentor that I follow, he said, when I wanted to make $300,000, he said, what I realized that I had to do is, you don't need more than a tribe of 100 or 200. He said, if you have a tribe of 100 or 200 people who are getting value from what you're doing consistently, you just continue to pour value into them and sell them better products that's going to help them continue to grow and establish. So he said, 100 followers, 100 faithful members of his tribe, if they all bought a $3,000 product, that would make him $300,000 in a year. I want y'all to get that. If you have 100 members of your tribe following your brand, you're pouring value into them, they're getting value from you, they believe in what you're doing, the messaging, everything, and those people If 100 of them bought a $3,000 product or bought $3,000 worth of products from you within a year, you make 300 grand. Now, do you understand why it's worth it? Do you understand why I try to encourage you guys to get in front of your camera on a Facebook Live, or maybe not a Facebook Live, do a nice little recorded video and upload it every week, upload 2 episodes per week, whatever. Get in front of your tribe. Build your community of people around you that you pour value into, and then offer them solutions to their problems at a good, fair price. That's business. That's business. Lakeisha says, I am getting ready to start another LLC, Be a Blessing Solutions LLC. This will be the business with a focus to help felons transition back to work, health, and help teach them about wealth. Oh, I love that. I love that. I remember we talked about that. And that is a great, great need. It's a great problem to solve. So let me know how I can help you with that. That is amazing. Because, and you got to throw entrepreneurship in there, though, Lakeisha, because most felons who are getting out, A, don't. A, just have a tough time getting employment, right? B, have a tougher time getting gainful employment. And this is the punishment of corporate America. This is the punishment of corporate America. They're saying, because you failed society and committed a crime that caused you to get locked up and now you're a felon, you ought to be happy that I'm willing to employ you at all. So take these peanuts and be quiet and be happy with that. That's the punishment of corporate America. Even though if I serve my time, that means I paid my debt to society. So I should be able to, after paying my debt and seeking forgiveness, I should be able to come back into society and get gainful employment. Doesn't work that way. Employers are saying you're a felon. I know very few people will hire you, and because I know you're a felon, I'm going to hire you at pennies on a dollar. So entrepreneurship has got to be at the top of the list for prisoners or ex-felons re-entering society, because I have a good brother who did about 20 years, came out. While he was in, got his certifications for electrical engineering and came right out and started his construction company, right? And just start building from there, right? Nothing wrong with, we get that some of these guys made some mistakes, but we get that. I don't know, somebody's spamming the show. We get that some of these guys are made some mistakes. And basically, a lot of the guys who are serving hard time, a lot of these felons, they're ex-felons for non-violent crimes, right? They were entrepreneurs in the drug trade and just didn't realize that that was a perversion of entrepreneurship. The drug game is nothing more than a perversion of entrepreneurship. The same drug game that big pharmaceutical companies are playing, but because the same drugs that the pharmaceutical companies are using to create their empire, when you put them on the street without regulations, it's illegal, but it's the same stuff, y'all. It's the same stuff. And there's a great poem, I forget the brother's name, called Basic Economics. And he just breaks down the same thing. He said, a drug dealer understands territory. He understands wholesale, retail, understands distribution, understands marketing, understands branding, understands pricing, control, understands quality control, understands research and development. All of that stuff, man. All of that stuff. It's just a perversion of entrepreneurship. When I was a young man, me and my crew, we did hustle. You know, there's a place in my neighborhood that creates those gold awnings that go over your the backing of your toilet and different shelving like that. They come in gold. They're metal rack like deal. They come in gold. They come in sometimes plastic coated whites and different things. Well, that company made those in our neighborhood, and when they had a small or slight defect, they would throw that stuff away. Well, me and my crew, we would go and dumpster dive and grab that stuff, and then we would carry that stuff from door to door, basically, and we would hustle that stuff, and we would sell that stuff, and when the drug dealers saw our hustle in our community, they recruited us to the street life, right? That's why it's important that as entrepreneurs, we need to have a presence in the streets to say, when someone is trying to recruit our young brothers to the street life, I need to be there to say, you know what? Come holler at me, young man. Let me show you how this internet marketing works. Come holler at me, young man. Let me show you how if you build your Instagram following, people will actually pay you to promote their products on your Instagram page. See, we have to, as entrepreneurs, show our success, because when they see the dope dealers riding in their Mercedes Benz, they see the dope dealers riding in their big trucks, when they're in their big rims, we've got to be able to compete with that and show them, hey, I don't have a big truck and I don't have big rims because that ain't my style, but let me show you how entrepreneurship works. Let me show you how I just made X amount of dollars while I was sleeping. And I don't got to worry about looking over my shoulders. I don't got to worry about being chased by the cops. I don't have to worry about my competition trying to rob me. Let me show you. See, entrepreneurs got to be in the streets with the drug dealers who are recruiting our babies into the street life and saying, you know what? There's another way. You want to make some good money while you're still going to school, pursuing your education? Let me show you how to do that. Since I need help, I can get. I need all the help I can get. This is what God has dropped in my heart, so I am going with His plans. Absolutely, and that's why we did the whole. That's why we did the whole series on vision. Since I will send you a friend request. Thank you, Monica. Yes, I have a meeting with our city council this month to discuss how I can bring this to wider audience through the probation and parole system. Yes, you guys collaborate and keep working together on that, because that is something that we absolutely need. If you're just jumping on, go ahead and type in the chat where you're from, the name of your business and brand. This is Free Business Coaching Friday. Ask your questions, provide your commentary, let people know what it is that you do, because when they see the replay, I want to give you a business shout out, because they might hear your business name and your idea on iTunes or Stitcher. Remember, you can always go and download the stuff from there. They might see this on my website, and they might want to come and connect with you. So make sure you're putting the name of your brand in the comments, as well as a little bit about what you do. In the comments as well. So really quickly, let's jump on to today's book excerpt of today. So this is a good one, man. You guys are familiar with this book right here, Robert Kiyosaki's The Cash Flow Quadrant, right? Let me know if you guys agree with this. Let me know if you guys agree with this. It says, if you were born prior to 1930s, the title of this particular chapter is The Worst Advice to Give Your Children. The Worst Advice to Give Your Children. Do you guys agree? If you were born prior to 1930, the advice, go to school, get good grades, and find a safe, secure job, was good advice. But if you were born after 1930, it is bad advice. Why? The answer is found in taxes and debt. For people who earn their income out of the E quadrant, which stands for employees, there are virtually no tax breaks left, because all the tax breaks go to big business and corporations. Today in America, being an employee means you are a 50-50 partner with the government. That means the government ultimately will take 50% or more of an employee's earnings, and much of that even before the employee sees the paycheck. When you consider that the government offers you tax breaks for going further into debt, i.e. tax break for mortgage interest, right? They give you a tax break for going into debt, right? The path to financial freedom is virtually impossible for most people in the E quadrant and for most in the S quadrant. And the S quadrant stands for self-employed, right? What do you guys think about that? You guys agree? Yes, no, maybe so, right? I'm gonna read it again. The worst advice to give your children, if you were born prior to 1930, the advice, go to school, get good grades, and find a safe, secure job was good advice. But if you were born after 1930, it is bad advice. Why? The answer is found in taxes and debt. For the people who earn their income out of the E quadrant, there are virtually no tax breaks. Today in America, being an employee means you are a 50-50 partner with the government. That means the government ultimately will take 50% or more of your employee's earnings, and much of that even before employees see the paycheck. When you consider that the government offers you tax breaks for going further into debt, the path to financial freedom is virtually impossible for most people in the E and S quadrant. Today's book excerpt of the day is brought to you by Young Biz Kids. We teach entrepreneurship to children through youngbizkids.org. A lot of online classes and things are coming up, so you want to go check out that website if you want to donate to a worthy cause. Man, I don't think there is a cause more worthy than teaching entrepreneurship to our children. They're never going to teach this up in school, y'all. So we have to find creative ways to get our children to understand that entrepreneurship is an option. Now, I know everybody's not going to become an entrepreneur, but we at least have to let them know that entrepreneurship is an option. So go to YoungBizKids, and that's kids with a Z, .org for more information. There's a donation button right there if you want to help that organization. I do sit on the board, and I know the founder of that organization very, very well. I actually coach their family in business, and you guys are familiar with their young son, Mikey, the kid who knows the biz. He's about to launch his vending machine franchise system where you can actually buy vending machines from him. He's got a best-selling author. So family's got a lot going on, and they're doing the entrepreneurship thing right. Even their three-year-old daughter has a couple of her own vending machines and their candy machines. So it's really cool to see entrepreneurship being taught to the babies and executed by the babies. So go to youngbizkids.org to learn more about that organization and how you can help them spread the message of entrepreneurship at an early age. Mike says, I agree. So there is a need for trades as well, which leads to entrepreneurship. Yeah, I am a big, big advocate. This doggone mustache is getting to me. You guys know I'm not used to having facial hair. I usually shave all the way down, but I just found out that my wife likes the beard, right? So yeah, we at the restaurant, and she all googly eyed over a guy with a big beard. He's got it all nice and shined up with coconut oil. I'm like, what? So now I'm growing me a beard because my wife likes a beard. And she back there giggling. She said, I'm lying. Now, she was googly eyed at this guy, had nice full beard, and he was all shined up with the coconut oil. And I was like, man. So I had to go. So now I'm growing a beard. Said, I wanted to personally thank you for helping me adjust my W-4. Unfortunately, I had to pick up insurance through my job and wasn't for sure how I would pay for it. Adjusted my W-4 to get back $220 per month. And there you go. Covered your insurance. See, otherwise, that money would have just been going to Uncle Sam. Now, you get some of it back because you got children and earn income credit and all that kind of stuff. But shoot, man. You are more than welcome. And because you have a home-based business with your Body by Bazelle, then you absolutely are have the right to do that and get more of your money up front versus letting Uncle Sam take it all year long. Yes, I had my 5-year-old niece reading this book last weekend. You gotta, man. You gotta start teaching entrepreneurship early and often to the baby. So insurance takes it, but my paycheck averages out. Thank you. Yes, I appreciate that. I'm glad that, insurance ain't a bad thing. You had to have it. So, but now Uncle Sam is paying for it, right? Before it was like, man, I don't have, I you don't have it in you to let Uncle Sam take $220 a month out of your check and then pay, another couple hundred dollars for insurance. So yeah, I get it, man. I'm glad I was able to help you with that, guys. That's one of the benefits of the Black Wealth Movement. We teach practical wealth building strategies, period. That's what we do. Working class people have got to understand the strategies and principles that wealthy people have lived on and lived by since the beginning of time. Wealthy people do not overpay their taxes. They don't. Poor and middle class people complain about Uncle Sam all the time. Wealthy people figure out how to partner with Uncle Sam and leverage the tax code for wealth building. And that's what we do. We help you understand how to play the game the same way that wealthy people play it. And if you do that, you will ultimately end up building wealth long term. But you got to stick with us so we can keep coaching you, keep mentoring you, keep guiding you. And I'm telling you, I'm learning from somebody who's the two guys who founded the company, MyEcon, which is behind the Black Wealth Movement, are worth about almost $1 billion combined. I think 600 million and 150 million, 200 million, something like that. So you're talking about 750, $800 million of combined financial knowledge that they're pouring into us to help working class people understand how to build wealth in the same way that they have. It's phenomenal. And they're basically giving the program away. $35 a month for this type of education. For the results that they get, they could very easily charge $1,000 a month for this program. But the testimonies that they have that come out of this thing, people who've gone from $250,000 in debt to $600,000 investment portfolios in 10 years. I pay $1,000 a month to learn how to do that. Are you kidding me? But it's $35 a month. And they give you the tools and the resources to do it. So keep your questions coming. Let me just recap the 12 financial, 12 principles for fulfilling your vision. Number 12 was stay connected to the vision, to the source of the vision, which is God. Find your prayer time, find your medication time, meditation time, find your time and understand how God communicates with you through other people and things, right? Be patient in the fulfillment of the vision. Can't skip steps. You just got to take your time. You just got to be patient. Number 10, be persistent in the achievement of the vision. It's not going to come easy. Just because the vision came from God, don't mean it's going to be easy, right? Just because it came from God, don't mean it's going to be easy. And then number 9, employ the vision, the provision of vision. Know that God is going to provide everything that you need. Number 8, recognize other people's influence on the vision, but also recognize there's negative influences and positive influences. So know which is which. There's negative and positive. So know where there is a negative influence on your vision and a positive influence on your vision. Set the priorities of vision. Know that, one of the keys that we got out of that was that priorities is the key to effective decision making. When you have your priorities in order, I ask myself one question: will this help or hinder my vision if I get involved with this? If I go this direction, will it help or hinder me in accomplishing my vision? Understand the process of vision. Vision, there's a process to this thing. You just don't accomplish your vision just because you have it. There's a certain process. And remember, you can go to tv.financialhealthmentor.com to learn more about or to see the replays of all of these episodes. Or if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you can go back and watch them there as well. But if you go to my website, then you also see my written commentary. Plus, you get links to the various sponsors, and you can support them as well. Then you develop the faith of vision. You got to believe in the vision. In fact, it's the faithfulness in the vision that validates the vision. It's the faithfulness in the vision that validates the vision. See, if I ran into a snag as I was trying to pursue my vision and I gave up easily, then there's no faith in that vision because I gave up too easily. So that means the vision itself isn't valid. Faithfulness to the vision validates the vision, right? Possess the passion. There's not a single person on this planet that's ever been successful at anything without having passion. Develop a concrete plan is number three. Number two is know your potential for fulfilling the vision. Guys, you are all you need to, well, you're not all you need, but everything you need to fulfill the vision is in you or going to be provided for you as you exercise your faith to pursue the vision. And then be ordered by a clear vision. Develop a clear vision. Once you see it clearly, don't do like I did. Sometimes you see your vision and you start taking stuff out. You say, no, I don't like that. No, I don't believe I can do that. No, if God gave you the vision, see it in vivid 4K HD, right? Is it 4K and HD, or is it HD or 4K, right? Anyway, see your vision and don't try to downsize the vision to fit your current skill level, to fit your current belief, to fit your current expectations. No, your vision is beyond you because God is going to grow you to what you need to become to fulfill the vision. So help us. What are some suggestions you would give Lakeisha and myself for getting in front of our target audiences besides websites and affiliate books? So really, you have to learn how to paint that vision, and that's why live streams and videos are so important. You guys should be creating some sort of video platform or show. Maybe once a week you jump on a live stream video with someone who has returned from prison and is doing well right now. And you interview them and say, what was your mindset coming out of prison? Why? And you know who somebody who good you can talk to about that? My man, Miguel Thornton. My man, Miguel Thornton, did 7 years, got out. Now he's an advocate for that. So that's somebody else that you guys can connect with. Miguel Thornton. He's in the Black Wealth Movement. He is in Monetize My Life Academy as well. Connect with Miguel Thornton. But he does that as well out of New Orleans. But you have to get in front of people with Future Leaders LLC and say, this is what Future Leaders LLC is about. This is what we're trying to accomplish. This is our mission. This is what we need. Can you help? See, people have got to know that's what you're doing. And guess what? When you're putting that stuff out there on social media, you're putting that stuff out there on your website, people are going to start tagging people who need this information, and they're going to start following you as part of your tribe. And then you start offering them the resources and the solutions that they need to help get them going. So even if you're not ready for video, start doing your searches on Google and start sharing different articles. There's all sorts of success stories and articles from people who've gotten out of prison, started their own business, and are doing very, very well now, even millionaires and multimillionaires. Do research on the guy who wrote the book From the Block to the Boardroom, right? Articles like that. Create your fan page and post articles like that all the time and link to your website. Then you start doing your own blog posts on those types of stories and those success stories. And you got to constantly be telling people what your vision is. That's why I'm constantly telling. That's why the Black Wealth Movement sponsors every show, so that people can hear and know that the Black Wealth Movement, first of all, they know that it exists. Then they got to know what it does, the problems that it solves. Then they got to know the mission and the vision behind the Black Wealth Movement. And that's what gets people to join the movement. That's what gets people to support the movement and to help you accomplish the vision of the movement. You have to constantly be painting the vision before them. So you can't just have to have a website. You have to be doing something that's going to drive traffic to that website. Monica says, yes, Casper. Okay, there, yeah, that's it. Know him well. Yep. So do an interview with him. And then chances are, he, because of where he came from, he knows a ton of other people who he has helped straighten their lives out. And start interviewing all the people that he knows. Tell him to give you a list of people that you can reach out on social media, and you bring those people in. You start saying, hey, this is what Future Leaders LLC is all about. And I forget Monica, the name of Lakeisha's brand. Be a Blessing Solutions. And you say, hey, this is what Be a Blessing Solution is about. We're about helping those who are returning from prison, struggling to find work, getting them the skills to make them more valuable in the marketplace, but also helping them to understand how to develop into entrepreneurs if the marketplace ain't moving fast enough to hire them. And you interview those people and those success stories, those people who, yeah, I used to be doing this, but now I'm in IT and I work for a Fortune 500 company and I make six figures. Yes, you can do this too, even with a stain on your background. Yes, I'm a felon, but I'm a carpenter now. I'm a felon, but I'm a truck driver now. And that's how you get your story and your message out there. And then, by the way, if you want to join this program, here's what you need to do. If you want to bring this program to your church, synagogue, or mosque, if you want to bring this program to your school, your high school, your university, if you want to bring this program to wherever you are, have business, we'll travel, we'll come and set up workshops. And that's how you build it. That's how you build it. That's how you build it. But you've got to paint the vision of the brand over and over and over and over. People ask me all the time, man, you get tired of talking about the same stuff? Nope. Because while you have, for every person who's heard this, the stuff that I teach, the same strategies, minimize tax limit, for every one person who's already heard it, it's 10,000 people who've never heard it. So no, I don't get tired of it. Just like McDonald's don't get tired of telling you about the Big Mac. Big Mac is 60 years old. But there's a commercial somewhere running right now as I speak about the Big Mac. No, I don't get tired. I said, if you're not tooting your own horn, who is? You're not tooting your own horn, who is? So Lakeisha, yeah, Lakeisha, love it, write it all down. Yeah, that's what I will be doing, Monica, Lakeisha. You guys can collaborate on some joint stuff. If you guys want to learn how I set these shows up and do all that kind of stuff, that's what Monetize My Life Academy is for. All you got to do is ask that question. See, I just kind of, I'm putting courses in there and all that stuff, but I need you to be in the Monetize My Life Academy group asking what you need help with. Ask the question, so that gives me some direction into the types of people and trainers that I need to bring in to help you guys with this stuff, right? Because I know some good podcasters and all that kind of stuff that can come in and train and help you guys develop your brand, build your social media shows and all that kind of stuff. So. Sometimes I just don't know what you need help with. A lot of stuff. When I had a seventh grade teacher, Miss P. Smith, right? She was so funny. Young man, I've forgotten more than you could ever know. I've already forgotten more than you know. Well, I understand that now because I've forgotten that I know how to do a lot of stuff that I could be teaching. And the only way that it comes to me if somebody asks me a question about it. Oh, what do you think about? Oh, well, yeah, I can show you how to do that. I know how to do that. Some of the stuff that I'm doing right now, I've been doing it so long, I do it on autopilot. It doesn't dawn on me that I need to actually go back and break down how I do it step by step for someone who's never done it before. So that's why your questions are important, and it helps me develop not just any old content, but the right content, right? The right content. Yeah, with the comments, with the comments, they're only on the live streams. For whatever, I don't know why Facebook does, I mean, YouTube does it like this. The comments are only on the live streams. So I have to figure out how to get them from the live stream so that we can put them either on the website or somewhere that they could be accessible. I have to figure that out, Monica. But yeah, you're right. I noticed that after we did the first show on this platform, I was like, man, we had some great comments. And I wanted to go back and look at your comment from last Friday. And I was like, where are the doggone comments? But so they only show up on the live feed. They don't show up on the they don't show up in the regular show, because really the live feed and the show and the replay is two different platforms on YouTube. Yeah, the live feed is YouTube Live. And then when the replay happens, that's just as if I had uploaded the video to YouTube. Yeah, they're actually two separate platforms. Any other questions? I got a couple minutes. I know we're a little bit over, but I got a couple minutes. Any other questions? Any other questions? See, I like this. I like this better than just recapping the shows. So I like the engagement and the interaction. So let me just go through my my sponsors real quick. If you guys got questions. So again, the blackbillionairesclub.com, grab Evan Jefferson's book, and you get a free class on how to Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency class. And that basically will help you understand cryptocurrencies better. Guy is phenomenal at teaching all this kind of stuff. So the blackbillionairesclub.com, I think the book is still on sale for $20, and the class comes with it. So the blackbillionairesclub.com, the lesson we learned from Evan today is build your brand. The money is in ownership and distribution, and you can go straight to the consumer. You don't need a huge, huge, huge tribe to be successful. $15,000 in, I don't know, the book has only been out 6 months, 7 months, something like that. So he released the book right after the 4th of July or something like that. So sometime in July. So Who like to make an extra $15,000, right? On something that you own, something that you control, right? And if he keeps this up, eventually the big publishing companies are going to come to him and say, hey, how can we help you distribute this? And the ball is in his court, because he could literally say, you can help me distribute it if you want to, but you can only get $2 a copy. You know, Master P did that. His distribution deal, he knew that his stuff was so hot that he got 85% of the profits and they got 15%. So, yeah, it's phenomenal like that when you put yourself in that kind of position. And then today's book excerpt of the day was brought to you by Young Biz Kids. Teaching entrepreneurship to children. Go to youngbizkids.org. to learn more about Young Biz Kids. So I am back working right now, building my capital to buy some land so I can buy some affordable housing for them. Absolutely, that is a noble, noble thing to do. Then Lakeisha, are you in a monetized group as well? Yeah, Lakeisha might have to get in Monetize My Life Academy. Inbox me, Lakeisha, so I can get you the discount code for that, because it sounds like you and Monica should be partnering up and helping build together, and maybe y'all can study some of the courses together and create an accountability team and start helping each other grow. But it'd be $10 a month for you, Lakeisha, if you wanted to join Monetize My Life Academy. So let me know and I'll get you the code for that. So that's it for today's show, man. And this week, I appreciate you guys for all tuning in. Continue to help me build the show over here on YouTube. We don't have the following that we had on Facebook, but it's growing. A lot of people are asking me, hey, where can I find the show? So more and more people are start coming over to YouTube. But do me a favor, hit the share button, hit the Facebook icon, share it on Facebook. Let people know that, yes, we still getting it in every morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. I got another awesome week of shows planned for you guys next week. So Until we talk to you next time, once you get your money up, because you absolutely can do it. But more importantly, you deserve it. Each and every one of you guys. Peace out, y'all.
See, the fools just tried to warn you. Ready or not, they about to move on us. God of righteousness about to take and cut the enemy loose on us. And what you gonna do, huh? You gonna stand up or you gonna fold? Talk that shit, but when it pop off, watch how many G's turn to hoes. They gonna be up against some real killers. And not they brothers in these streets only popping out of fear, nigga. But you know they plot your destruction and preparations are being made. To rid you of this earth, they don't want your tricked ass as a slave. So I'm spitting this wake-up call to all the ghetto soldiers. You had your fun in the game, but now it's time to do what you're supposed to. Got you killing each other in these streets like you don't give a fucking care. But we in psychological warfare. We ain't got no lives to spare. You better prepare yourself. Judgment day and the hour. The final 60 seconds, total dominion and all power will be placed in the hands of the original man. Infinitely.
Like it began several years ago, yo, when those niggas began to roll and hold. Track out me ground like solutions on out of the cold. Coincidence, no, we feeling the same way at the same time, though. On that nigga mind, I come up inevitable. Pull seats to the round table. Each nigga bow, they stay low. Inside went the ground, now it's time the whole world to make way for. 5, 6, 7, 8 cats from scratch cake, we make that. Paper cats, they hate that. Y'all got shit, we don't take that. Had your cash like, where the wake at? My rap, can't shake that. Come like 10 PTs on a from every angle, you can't escape that. Got out the game to lay back. School the youngest, they ain't how to weigh that. Develop your heart before you start running these streets. Sometimes stay trapped. Yeah, what it is, A-trap. The whole shit since way back. So never in the struggle, but black man, we got to break that. Get on some like payback. Just feeling the need to say that. We down out of time, we gotta switch it up like A-zap.
I often wonder what's my destiny. Cause true to life, I got some problems that be stressing me. But still I'm living, so I know that God is blessing me. And with these niggas hollering, fam, to the death of me. That's how I feel. Trouble time.